DW.
Patrick Vossen and his team are taking care of the dead fish. Each of the barrels they're loading into their pickup truck weighs about 80 kilograms, more than 176 pounds. He estimates that each barrel holds about 100 dead fish. Thousands of fish have died due to the high temperatures and the heat wave that has swept Europe. When water in streams and rivers heats up, oxygen levels drop. Graylings are particularly sensitive to that. The freshwater fish prefer water temperatures of around 23 degrees Celsius. That's 73 degrees Fahrenheit. But this summer, water temperatures of 27 degrees Celsius or more have been recorded. The most severely affected area is the stretch of Rhine River that runs from Lake Constance to the Rhine Falls, on the border between Switzerland and Germany. Andreas Fügeli of the Swiss canton Schaffhausen warns of how graylings are at risk.
We have bis jetzt ungefähr eine Tonne oder 1000 Kilogramm tote Fische aus dem Rhein.
So far, we've pulled out about 1,000 kilograms of dead fish from the Rhine River. To put that into perspective, that's a quarter to a third of the amount we usually catch in a year.
Graylings have been hit the hardest, but also barb, eel and trout have been counted among the dead fish. Even though numbers are high, this die-off hasn't reached the proportions of the 2003 heatwave killings yet. Even though temperatures now are higher than they were 15 years ago. Back then, more than 50,000 graylings died. Experts say risks for fish have been greatly reduced since a range of protection measures have been introduced, including cooling zones in estuaries of colder tributaries, explains Samuel Gründler of the Swiss Fishing Federation.
Das heißt, mit dem Bagger tiefe Pools ausgegraben, wo kaltes Wasser bereits vorhanden ist.
That means digging deeper pools where cold water is already present, so more fish can survive. And at other spots where fish don't stand a chance of surviving since water levels have gone down so much, we try to evacuate them. We've also tried to make tributaries more accessible to the fish.
Wir haben Seitengewässer den Fischen zugänglich gemacht.
They've observed that thousands of fish are gathering where the water is cooler. But a lot more could be done to protect fish from the heat, says Gründler. Nuclear power plants use the water in rivers to cool their reactors. And that heats the water up even more. But so far, only the Mühleberg nuclear power plant has made efforts to reduce its water use. And
we, the Swiss Fishing Federation, and all fishers in general, have been demanding for a long time that there be more shade surrounding water bodies. The natural character of many creeks and smaller rivers on the Swiss plateau would be shadowy, for instance, by groves, hedges, or forests. And we see the effects of that. Shaded water is a lot cooler. We also see it in these tributaries. Those without shade range from 18 to 20 degrees Celsius, whereas the ones with good shade run between 15 and 17 degrees Celsius.
Und die mit guter Beschattung sind zwischen 15 und 17 Grad.
As fish die off due to high temperatures, this has also sparked a spat between German and Swiss fishermen. Swiss fishers say that while they're trying everything to help save the dying fish population, fishers on the German side of Lake Constance keep selling their catch, including graylings, to restaurants. Local German fishery associations have rejected those claims, saying that if it did happen, these were merely isolated cases. One thing is clear, if this heat wave doesn't abate soon, more river fish in Central Europe will be at risk.
DW.